trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
This morning, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Israel. In fact, that whole part of the world is simply totally unstable. Certainly, Egypt has been unstable since they overthrew Mubarak. We're behind the Muslim Brotherhood overthrowing Mubarak, and then it goes from crisis to crisis. And it's similar in Tunisia and Libya. Certainly, we are financing both sides there, going into the in Iraq. Both ISIS and the Shia government were financing both sides. That doesn't make sense. But then of course, Israel is under attack by Hamas today. Hamas is lobbing missiles on into Israel, knowing full well there will be a retaliation. And did anybody ever ask, who's funding Hamas? Who is funding Hamas? Well, if you haven't read Dr. Kedetti's wonderful little book of the power elite, their history and their future, you really need to get it, because he tells you who funded Hamas, who created Hamas, and the world is entirely different than it appears to be. So with us this morning to try to make some sense out of the madness that is going on today is our good friend Barry Samus, who is an Israeli citizen, who was forced to come to the United States because of his exposure of corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government. Barry, make some sense out of what's going on today. What's happening in the conflict, certainly between Israel and Hamas, and why is Hamas doing what is totally illogical? There's no way that they can certainly prevent Israel from coming in, and a lot of Palestinians are going to get killed in the process. Israel has no alternative other than to stop the shelling, but it doesn't make sense. Go ahead.
Well, as I said, it does make sense. If you're a Hamas and the idea is to make Israel bleed, you had a great day. Look, the news that everyone knows before diving into the background is that yesterday, 13 dead from the Golani Brigade, one battle. There's another battle that you don't know about. I'm getting word about 30 wounded. There are going to be many more dead Israelis today. One kidnapped. Again, the Hamas, they did a pretty good job of explaining that they got an Israeli. They read his social security number on Gaza TV. They've got their version of Gilad Shalit. I'm not sure if he's dead or alive, quite frankly. But nonetheless, they got one. Israel is bleeding, just bleeding right now. As for Hamas and Gaza, I could care less. They're getting us, and they're... If I were Hamas and the idea was to stand up to Israel, I had a pretty good day. As for their losses, they apparently don't care. So you've got a situation. Do Gazans really want this? I know Israelis don't want it, but they're bleeding Israel. They're doing a terrific job. And as I said, stick to your TV. You're going to see a whole lot of dead Israelis today as well. You know what's ironic about this? I covered the original pullout of Gaza. Believe it or not, not so long ago, Israel had its, well, they had 23 farming communities and a very, very vibrant community in Gaza. And it was quiet, right? Oh, those were the days. I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza, and I highly recommend you go look at it, because every word I wrote is coming true now. Oh, gosh.
Now, this was a large Israeli settlement in Gaza, and basically the Israelis were forced out, literally at gunpoint.
They weren't forced out. Israel did it all by itself.
They were forced out by the Israelis.
Yes, that's certainly true.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Why would they, I mean, oh, we'll give land for peace. Who in their right mind would believe anything that, you know, you're going to give land for peace? It's like giving 1,000 terrorists, maybe the murderers, giving 1,000 terrorists to get back one Israeli? Does that make any sense to anyone who's listening on it?
Well, it doesn't matter because it's happening again. If it makes sense or not. Again, I don't want to push the obvious, but I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza. I went to the Gaza Strip. I tried to put rationality into the settlers. They were farmers. They were very simple farmers, but they made the land actually produce stuff. Well, they're gone, and they're homeless. You know, Shalom Mofaz, who cares? He was the Minister of Defense during the Gaza pullout. He was interviewed this week by Israelis. Somehow he said that it was a good idea to pull out of Gaza because, now here's the quote, it saved lives. Oh, gosh, that's really going to... You know, if I were an Israeli, I would go for Mofaz and forget Gaza. My own leadership is getting me in deep, deep mortal trouble. But let's go on. I did collect news. I'm following this, and I'm speaking to people in Israel. And what can you say? It's very, very disturbing. Look, what people sent me is that the IDF set up a field hospital for the victims of IDF. All right, they've actually got a hospital for Palestinians in the field. And, well, the Jews are saying, what the hell for? Is there a hospital for Israeli victims somewhere in Gaza? It doesn't make sense, but they want to look good. And you know what? I had a reader write me about a hospital that was, well, in short, they were, despite the fighting, they were caring for Gaza's wounded in Israel, and I suppose at some sort of very, very infantile level, this was proof of how compassionate Jewish fighters are.
Over.
I hear the music.
Over Fox with the back home there at the Barrett.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Winters Exteriors LLC encourages parents to add to your child's education with proper information about drug abuse and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, doesn't it make you wonder who is? That's courtesy of Lance, Andrea, and staff at Winters Exteriors LLC, your complete remodeling contractors with a reputation for quality work at prices you can afford. For an estimate, call 720-365-5248. That's Winters Exteriors LLC in Brighton, on the air because they care. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Ken back here, I guess it's Barry Shamish. Barry, pick up the story.
Yeah, I'm just going to add new news and then get back to the basic stuff. Look, a reader who I've known for, you know what, 25 years, sent me this story of how the Jews are caring for their wounded, the Gazan wounded, okay, in Israeli hospitals. I wrote her back after she sent me the article. Here's my quote. After the IDF bombs the crap out of them, an Israeli hospital gives them a Band-Aid, don't send this obvious photo op propaganda to anyone with a brain in their heads. Sift, darling, sift, sift. Well, Israel, for some photo op opportunity again, set up a field hospital for their victims, essentially. Their victims. Look, all of this could have been avoided. And I'm going to tell you again. By the way, Joel Scouse in his latest report does credit me for bringing up this fact. It's been mightily hidden that the right of Israel, including the Deputy Defense Minister, Danny Danon, but also from the far right, well, what's known as the far right, and I won't go into his background. He and his family have been mortally threatened in the past, that's Moshe Feiglin, but they all said the same thing. We give Gaza their gas, we give them their water, we give them their electricity. Cut them off. We don't have to send our boys to be injured. Let the Air Force take care of rockets, and without water, they will submit. By the way, again, with my little talk to Israel, well, whatever he said is they have, water boilers on their roofs. They can last a week. After a week, thirst would in the summer heat, thirst would drive the entire population nuts until, theoretically anyways, there was submission and the rocket stopped. But that's not what happened. Well, look, I'll tell you what happened. Danny Danon, Deputy Defense Minister, said, don't go into Gaza, it's a trap, we're going to lose men. Cut off their utilities. He got fired. He is no longer Deputy Defense Minister. As for Moshe Feiglin, he got promoted. Ruvi Rivlin is the new Israeli president. In short, he used to be on the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee, Knesset, this and that. Who knows what they do? Nonetheless, there was an opening and Moshe Feiglin got it. And now all talk, Well, it's a little late to cut off. No, you know what? It's not a little late to cut off electricity, utilities, and actually bring them to some sanity by, you know, you don't have electricity and water for a week. It's going to make you a little different when your lights go off. But they didn't do that. Now, here's why.
Would you comment on what Netanyahu said? Why doing what is logical?
Yeah, all right, I'll quote Netanyahu. He said that his lawyers won't let him cut off gases, water, and electricity for humanitarian reasons. And they think that, well, there's 500 dead Arabs and officially 17 Israelis. You're going to see a report, and you're not going to like it. I don't like it very much. Many more died. I don't know how many right now. I heard 30 in one battle were wounded. Nonetheless, Israel walked into Gaza and got exactly what I said they'd get. It's a trap. Look, the fact of the matter is that not all Israelis are as crazy, well, as their army, as their leadership. All right, I'm just going to go and tell you. First of all, in the first day or two or three of the war, quote, here's a quote. This is from the Coordination for Government Activities in Gaza. On Tuesday, July 8th, 148 trucks carrying supplies and 221 tons of natural gas entered Gaza. Remember, this is when the Gazans are pouring over 1,500 rockets into Israel. The trucks went via Kerem Shalom Crossing in coordination with the Gaza liaison office. They supplied their enemy with the natural gas to keep their electricity on. You want to talk about making no sense. It only makes sense if you want to keep the war going.
You're absolutely right. And until people understand that the only way to explain it is that somebody wants this war and wants a lot of dead Palestinians, a lot of dead Israelis. When you understand that, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, if you can understand. Nonetheless, one Israeli stood up. I'll just quote what happened. This is from mainstream news in Israel. An Israeli truck driver, fed up with the near incessant Hamas rocket fire into Israel, took matters into his own hands on Sunday and used his truck to block an aid convoy from entering Gaza. This was reported. Channel 2 is like NBC, mainstream. Israel's civilian authority has continued to allow hundreds of tons of humanitarian aid in order to alleviate the daily conditions for the residents. Unbelievable. On the one hand, they're bombing. On the other hand, they're relieving. All right, let me go on with the quote. It's better than me commenting. But on Sunday, Kerem Shalom resident Daniel Materi, 27, snapped. He'd had enough of the hundreds of rockets in the sixth day of operation. Here's the name of this war, Operation Protective Edge. And a thousand before them, and for 3 hours refused to move his vehicle, parked across the two-lane highway leading into Gaza. It worked for a few hours. Then he was arrested. I assume they'll throw the book at him, but he was only doing what anyone would do. Don't supply your enemy with fuel to keep the war going. You don't have to be that brilliant to figure that part out. Look, folks, you have to look what's happening. Now, I'm about to go in to the background of how this whole mess started. But right now, John Kerry is in Egypt brokering a ceasefire. You want to talk nuttiness? Look, Hamas turned down Egypt as a broker a week ago. And who didn't know that? They're not going to take Egypt, who threw out a pro-Sharia government and has declared war on the Muslim Brotherhood, to broker a deal. By the way, how that was missed. It was a guaranteed no-starter, but Kerry is back in Egypt trying to get an Egyptian ceasefire in place, in case you didn't notice. And by the way, also there is Muhammad Abbas, supposedly the leader of the Palestinian Authority. Note, he did not enter this war. Hamas was left alone. It was their war against Israel all by themselves. And this, again, I mentioned Joel Skousen, who reads me, but he's a, well, what can he say? How do I put this? He, on the one hand, respects what I write because it turns out true. On the other hand, doesn't want to. He openly said so today or yesterday, and I was very impressed by that. But how could you miss it? What is Kerry doing in Egypt that is guaranteed to keep the war going? Because Hamas will never accept an Egyptian ceasefire. All right, there's the background. I'll go into the, well, I'm going to add one thing when we have some time about Kerry and the Americans and the background. It's not what you think, folks. It really is not. They have been in backroom talks with Hamas for months. How much time do we have?
Well, let me see here. We have, before we go to the break, we have about 5 minutes, about 4 minutes.
Good. Then I'm going to quote again, before I return to how this mess started, I'm going to quote this article. The U.S. has been secretly holding talks with Hamas for months. Now, I don't know what BuzzFeed is, but they reported it. And, of course, the official stance is they would never negotiate with a terrorist organization. Apparently, they were lying. Now, they're denying it, and this is really pretty high-level denial. All right, quote, our administration needed to, oh, by the way, this is the leak to BuzzFeed. Our administration needed to hear from them that unity government would move towards democratic elections and a more peaceful resolution for the entire region. Boy, you want to talk about lying cliches. The U.S. official stated it was important to have that line of communication. In other words, they're negotiating with Hamas and denying it. Let me continue with the denial now. U.S. officials have publicly denied the charges. All right, leading to confusion over the report's veracity. Here are the quotes. Now, if this is a lying report, boy, it's sure going way high up to deny it. These assertions are completely untrue, U.S. State Department spokesman Marie Harf told BuzzFeed. There is no back channel. Our position on Hamas has not changed. And then in comes U.S. Ambassador to Israel, that's Daniel Shapiro, to also rebuff the claim, stating emphatically to IDF radio, that's Army radio, that reports of secret talks are false. Quote, we do not have ties to Hamas. We do not work with them, and we do not give assistance to them. We will not work with a government that has Hamas sitting in it. Oh, I believe the report, they were negotiating with Hamas. And I tell you, it wasn't for anybody's good. All right. That's a guess. I wasn't there. But the fact that I don't believe the U.S. denials, I believe the report. And that means that America was negotiating for at least 3 months before this war with Hamas. Oh, gosh. Believe that report. And then it goes on. The U.S. stated it was willing to work with, suddenly, a Hamas Fatah unity government this week. Again, that this government, well, backed by Hamas, does not support terror because it's got the PA, Abbas, who is going to Cairo today to meet with Kerry and the Egypt, because they were in the government, it doesn't support terror. Let me just end the quote. Despite this, it is important to note that Hamas recently announced... Oh, I hear the music.
Barry, we'll be back. This boat will be very damaged here at the territory.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food. Offering a 10% discount for all military personnel.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling? Just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan back there, I guess he's going very shamish. But before we go on, Barry, I do want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your book, how they can get to your website and get the great information that you have up there, and then how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure. With I was about to say pleasure. There's no pleasure in this at all. But nonetheless, my books are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box right in my last name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. The book you should order if you want to make sense of this war. It's called Bye Bye Gaza. As far as I know, it's the only book on the week-to-week efforts to make the Gaza pullout a success. And from their point of view, I guess it was. But for Israel's, well, that book predicted what's happening right now. Get the black and white version. Color's too expensive. The photographs are by Gemma Blech, and she's given up on, let's put it this way, I haven't given up on the larger question of who's manipulating us. She has. All right. In fact, she's turned to God in a big way and believes in the Rock of Israel, and somehow we're going to get out of this. There's no fight left in her about very, very real things. Look, I'm going, not all Israelis share her point of view, and many religious are combining the horrible reality and their religion, and that's a better way to do it. Look, it all began, what was it, June 12th, I think. Three Israeli teenagers were kidnapped. Now, one of the kidnappees somehow cell phoned the police after he was abducted, which I have problems with, really. But neither here nor there, the minister of police went to his school and said that, yes, it's true. A couple of Israeli cops admitted at great cost to themselves personally that we took the phone call and we decided it was a prank. I'm not going into... Israeli police don't dismiss abductions as a prank. And, well, he promised to release the recording. It took 2 weeks. I imagine that's how long it took to rig a recording of the boys being shot to death and Arabs gleefully celebrating. Well, that got Israelis all ready for war. I don't say that was a good reason. The police appeared complicit in these murders. But some Jews are beginning to ask, not a lot, mind you, but some are beginning to ask questions about that kidnapping. How come they announced who did it? Israel, they put up their pictures. They haven't captured the kidnappers. They haven't done it yet. Whereas when an Arab was killed, they got the, the torturers and kidnappers, they got them on film. Now, let's just look at how to start a war and look at one reaction. This is from Palm Tree of Deborah, .blogspot.com. All right, here's the quote. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention something, and I want to mention it now. My website is working. Thanks to David Sammer, and it is working. You can get my latest article at BarryChamish.com. I forgot to mention that, and it's kind of important that you read it if you really... Well, if you don't accept what you're being fed so far, here is the Palm of Deborah, blogspot.com. What if the hour's delay in reporting the kidnapped boy's disappearance was not a royal foul-up? Why would there even be a policy in place where the person who took the emergency call had to run it up some chain of command? What if they were anticipating something like this and the delay was part of some master plan? What if the Arabs are right about some of this? Maybe Jews did kidnap the kids. Maybe the kidnapping was a ploy to enable the government to take out Hamas, to eliminate the unity governments, as the Arabs are claiming. Why does the government keep reiterating that phrase, quote, we're operating under the assumption that the boys are alive when they knew they were dead? Now, that is coming from a, well, what can you say, a patriotic Jews website. They're at, some are asking questions. Didn't say even close to all, but some people are figuring out maybe our teenage boys were used as a pretext to go into Gaza. Now, I'm not going to give you the background. The rockets are being shot by Hamas. There's no doubt about it. We're facing an enemy who's trying to mass murder us. No doubt about it. But as I just said, there was an alternative. Cut off the water and electricity and wait them out. Don't endanger our young men. Don't send them into Gaza. We had that already just a few years back. It ended up with 13 dead and one captured. Well, we've got that again yesterday, 13 dead and one captured. All we had to do was wait them out. But a war was, somebody wanted the war, but you needed the Arabs. You had to infuriate the Arabs. And now the next frame up was just so obvious. You wouldn't think it would work, but it did apparently. An Arab, his name was Muhammad Abu Qadir, who's 16 years old, was kidnapped and burned alive in a car. Now, there was all kinds of media reports. It was an honor killing. He was a homosexual. They were all false. But, you know, a 16-year-old homosexual honor killing, that's just like the field hospital. It's PR. But it expands from here. Two of the murderers were videotaped. And this tape, by the way, went viral on Arab Internet. But not quite viral enough to get this irrational war moving in high gear. So Qadir's 15-year-old cousin, his name was Tariq. I don't care. Okay, we'll go into that one second.
We'll be back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi,
folks, guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply would sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Well, Dr. Stan here, Dr. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, sure. Oh, heck, just get my book, Bye Bye Gaza. It's at lulu.com. You can't explain this. Look, the Israelis, Jews, decided that Gaza was getting a bit too dangerous, and let's put an end to Gaza. Their calculations were, well, we're going to have to sacrifice Jews to get the country mad enough to get into this upcoming totally irrational war. And, well, we have to get Arabs on board as well. So Muhammad Abu Qadir was burnt alive, but two of his murderers were videotaped. Lucky Muhammad. So, at a riot, it got Arabs mad, but not mad enough. So Qadir's 15-year-old cousin was filmed being beaten senseless by three very, very atypical soldiers. What are the odds that you have one kid killed and the only film beating, well, it was his 15-year-old cousin, what was it, the next day, maybe the day after, but he was, what an ugly beating. But blow by blow and kick by kick, it went everywhere. And now Hamas, which was shooting off, you know, like a dozen rockets a week, shot off 1,500 so far in the last 10 days. They are furious. But turns out that Qadir's American cousin, had his lines just beautifully scripted. He went to jail. He came out obviously beaten. His first words, why did they beat me? I was just watching a riot. I wasn't part of it. And then came his mother talking about her sweet boy who wouldn't hurt a fly, and the war was on. Oh, gosh. Look, I'm going to go back. There was an alternative. Let the Air Force take care of the rockets and let us take care of the Palestinians. Will starve them into submission. No electricity, no water. That'll do the trick, but that wasn't used. Instead, Qadir's murderers were caught within, 3 days, let's say. Now, and by the way, the murders of the Jews are still out there, and the promise, well, there was going to be a major investigation, still not happening, but here is the story that Israelis accept. I'm going to just quote it directly. It's by Lyle Leibovich. Here it is. Like so many of the narratives beamed out of the Middle East by pale Western journalists who know so painfully little about the region and its inhabitants, this story too is difficult to understand. If you want to understand the gruesome murder of 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qadir in the hands of six young Israelis last week, don't turn to Bibi or the Bible or Hamas or Abbas. Turn to Beitar Yerushalayim. That's the soccer team, by the way, of Jerusalem. All six suspects are fanatical Beitar fans, members of the murderous cabal. I've never heard of La Familia, but they're apparently all members of it. A small group of several thousand Beitar fans known for their anti-Arab opinions and penchant for thuggery. The truth is Netanyahu, the Palestinian Authority, settler rabbis, and Hamas have nothing to do with the terrible events that unfurled after six lowlifes forced a sweet-faced kid into their car and burned him alive. So who's responsible? Soccer. And then the article goes on that says if you know anything about the game, you can understand this murder intuitively. There, folks, that's the background. That's what got us into war. Three Jews lost, one Arab lost, and all filmed, by the way, all filmed for the Arabs worldwide to watch. That got the war in full gear. And I'm going to say something that I'm very, very frightened of. All right, the tunnels got Palestinians into Israel, and there was a battle yesterday, and 13 Israelis are dead. And by the way, the toll is rising. But what I'm worried about are these rockets. They're primitive. But if they have primitive biologics, if they have a few viruses and know what to do with them, these rockets can become very, very deadly. By the way, a gas attack, it wouldn't be that good. So far, the rockets can't really do the job that biological weapons can do. But I'm sitting here very, very, very frightened for my friends, my people, that the next attack, it began with rockets. It upped itself to tunnels. I'm worried about what comes next with Kerry and Egypt trying to negotiate peace. There is a next, and it's going to be coming.
I think you're right. I share your concern, Barry. I'll give parting thought for just about the end of the program.
Well, I'm going to be back with you, and the basic information won't change. The background to how this insanity began won't change, but I expect updates. And again, as for Palestinian dead, I'm not watching them. I'm watching my people dying by the dozens now.
Amen. Well, all we can do is Sunita, pray that there'll be as few casualties as possible, but the whole thing is organized insanity, and basically, you can't understand it unless you understand. I believe there are powerful spirits of forces that work behind this whole thing, because otherwise it just doesn't make sense. We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later.
Bye, all. Will do.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Gray's Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Gray's Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, there's a lot of there. And you can't understand any of this unless you understand history. And just remember Vietnam. We fought an 8-year war in Vietnam, and we lost that war. Why would we fight there? Well, because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident. But the Gulf of Tonkin incident was phony. And basically, suddenly I was greatest champion of that war, and I was solidly behind the American boys, and anybody who opposed the war was obviously a phony, wicked communist. And then I began to understand that we were financing North Vietnam. We were financing the Russians, and the Russians were financing North Vietnam, and the North Vietnamese were financing the South Vietnamese who were killing our boys. And we were taking the same hill over there a dozen different times, each time losing more men. And then, first in 1980, I had the unique opportunity of spending time with General Lew Walt, four-star Marine General, Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, and, of course, the American ambassador to Laos at the time. And both of them told me we could have won the war in 6 weeks. There was no reason for the war. We could have won the war in 6 weeks. We were just never allowed to win the war. And all of these wars are phony, ladies and gentlemen, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. The ultimate goal is the one world government. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. We have bases between 800 and 1,000 foreign bases. Do you really think we're defending America? Nothing as it appears to be. That's why you need to get our material, Radio Liberty's material, if you want to understand how the media is controlled, the book, the new media monopoly. You want to understand who it is who's pulling the strings behind the scenes. You need my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood of Darkness. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how we financed the Nazis all during the Second World War, the four CD set, The War Against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus, and his book, America's Nazi Secret, suppressed by all of the major media in America, but available through one of our friends, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know how they're destroying the lives of the American people, you need to get our 4 CD set on smart meters. If you want to know how they helped Hitler escape, the 4 CD set, did Hitler escape? And, of course, if you want to get a book on that, our good friend Dr. Jerome Corsi, I got his degree from Harvard University, and, of course, his book, Hunting Hitler. We carried the book, Great Wolf, on Hitler's Escape. How could you conceal that Adolf Hitler escaped to South America? Why you control the media? In fact, ladies and gentlemen, most of what you think you believe is not true.